Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Is this like one of the best weeks of the year, the first weekend of the NFL season, and we got most of our crappy opening week college weekend games out of the way?
Well, it depends on how those opening games go, because the matchups themselves, you think to yourself, oh, Clemson, Georgia, you got Miami going to Florida, A&M, Notre Dame. So you get some games where you get a little enthused. It just depends on how they go. But, yeah, week two, you got Texas host going to Michigan. Michigan got prom at quarterback. But, yeah, the NFL season, we got a game on Thursday. We got a game on Friday in Brazil. And then we got our Saturday games in college football. Then on Sunday. Yeah.
Nonstop.
It's great.
So what did you learn? Yeah, I learned. Well, Will Johnson's pretty good. I learned that.
Yeah, Michigan, I think, built their offense around hoping Alex Orji would complete 8 passes a game. He can't do that yet, so they're stuck with, at least recruiting-wise, a lesser-talented player, and they didn't go out and get skill guys to match the guy's skill set. I'm forgetting his name now, but the thought was Alex Orji was going to be their quarterback. Now they're going to go with a very inexperienced kid, and Texas is going there. Texas is like a touchdown favorite right now.
Yeah.
That wasn't what I expected, but Michigan did not look good offensively.
Yeah, I remember when I brought him up, you said, he's going to start for them.
That's what people thought. And then they built their off. They're going to run the football, get him on the move, and then use him in the running game. Maybe like you saw Thomas Castellano do last night for BC. I think Michigan wanted to do that. But Castellanos at least can complete a forward pass. And Alex Orji hasn't proven he can do that even to Castellanos' level yet. So he's probably not going to start. And they're not built to help the other kid.
Yeah. So Texas, a 7-point favorite. Are they ready to be a 7-point favorite at Michigan?
No, I don't think so, but maybe. I mean, I do think the Texans are going to be you said Texas.
Texas at Michigan.
You said Texas is a 7-point favorite at Michigan?
Yeah, you're missing a good
what?
Show. Yeah, 7-point favorite.
Well, I'm reading about this DirecTV and ESPN. We'll get to in a second. Wendy's going to need to do something about this.
Well, Wendy was pissed at the game. She's like, oh, yeah, it fell through. And then we don't. Because L.A., 11% of the market is DirecTV. So she was like, we are going to catch it.
This is not great how they're bullying. Disney's bullying these places. But anyway.
That's right.
no, hey, Mickey. Texas is 7 is like.
Texas is 7.
I mean, I feel like that's actually probably a realistic number based on what I saw. Michigan did not look good. Michigan, forget the 30-10. They needed a Will Johnson touchdown, as you mentioned, to make it look better than it actually was. The offensive line wasn't good. I think they're going to have a hard time scoring. When Jim Harbaugh wasn't there and it was Sherrone Moore, the offense did not look good. They didn't look good again the other day, and Jim Harbaugh's gone for good now. I just don't know if you're going on the road. There's that many. Now people who go to who have gone to Michigan and who have been part of the Big Ten will tell you, Michigan, the crowd is an older crowd. They're not as loud as some of the other crowds.
The sound just leaves the stadium.
The build of the stadium is not conducive for noise.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that the home field is going to make as much difference as it probably should. But what they're telling you basically, John, is that Texas would be almost a 2-touchdown favorite at home against Michigan. Does that sound right?
Wow.
It doesn't sound right to me.
From what we saw last week, out of the two teams, I can't tell because they played Colorado State.
Yeah.
I can't tell. But what Michigan, I saw out of Michigan.
I would say Texas 10 against Michigan. So I think Texas should be about 4.
Yeah.
7 is a really aggressive number. And even 4 on the road, I mean, realistically, you probably got to say, look, we got to see Texas prove it on the road at Michigan. So you'll make that 3.5. Texas has a hard time winning at Oklahoma State at Texas Tech sometimes historically. Yep. We'll see if they, you know, seven just seems like a crazy number. And yet, if it was three and a half, I'd say, oh, you know what? Michigan's not going to be that good this year. Texas is a good number. It's almost like Las Vegas knows already. And they're jumping a step of saying, well, let's make Michigan prove that they're not as good. It's almost like they're jumping that step and saying, eh, Michigan's not as good. Let's make Texas a 7-point favorite. Because that feels like a really high line on the road.
Truth be told, more marquee games last week than this.
That's what I'm saying. With the neutral site games, yeah, I would think so.
It's supposed to be one.
Week two isn't going to be the same.
Oklahoma State and Arkansas. Oklahoma State's a 7-point favorite, but you got Texas and Michigan. It's about it. There really isn't much going on. Yeah, there really isn't. Baylor's going to Utah, but they're a 14-point dog there. I mean,
Holy War Part Two.
Look at BYU as an 11-point underdog at SMU. They have fallen far. Kentucky is one of the favorites to be fired first, but. It's got to belong to Billy Napier. We haven't even given you your props. Congratulations!
I didn't do
on your
anything.
Championship.
I didn't do anything.
Well, you're Miami team.
You stole all those Florida. Did you see the video of all the Miami?
Yeah, the Miami
players?
Guys stealing their
Florida,
recruits.
The Florida recruits are sitting there, and Miami's dapping them up. They're going to.
You need to come here.
We run this state. Y'all need to come here. Don't go to Florida. And recruiting people are trying to get the players away from the recruits.
It was a poor decision to put their recruiting section right by Miami's tunnel.
Right. That's so stupid.
It's not a great
decision. I mean, famously, those kind of things can turn. Famously, Adrian Peterson wanted to go to Texas. He went to Texas, Oklahoma for his recruiting visit. He went to Texas, Oklahoma and was there for the game. And after the game, he's like, eh, I think I'm going to. And it was one of those blowouts where Oklahoma just skull dragged Texas. And he famously...
And he didn't want to help his hometown state turn it around?
He flipped.
Oh, he was Kevin Durant. He just jumped on board the champs? Okay. Yep. Okay, Kevin.
It worked out pretty well for both, to be honest.
Yeah, pretty...
Yeah. Pretty good decisions by both.
I ain't going to... Listen, Adrian Peterson, I was just kidding.
Yeah, you watch yourself for multiple reasons.
You might be listening.
Yeah, some of the background there is one of the star recruits that Florida had on campus is actually an LSU commit. I think his name's DJ Pickett. He's like a 5-star corner. LSU needs him. They don't cover anyone right now. But his brother is on the Miami team. And one of his brother's roommate went over there to dap him up, and that kind of started the woman's, hey, go, get away, get out of here. I think at one point, we played the sound yesterday, she said, shut up.
She did?
Yeah. She was not, and a lot of Florida people like, so she had more fight than Napier did. So. That's where the Florida program is.
Yeah, I don't think Napier's going to make it past week four.
No, I don't see. I don't know. They're going to be in some trouble recruiting-wise, even worse than they are now, because Billy Napier is not long for that job. There's no way he keeps it through the whole season. That's just bad. He's got the toughest schedule in college football.
He may welcome the firing.
And he just got,
sitting through those games in the back half of the year.
The Sooners are 29.5-point favorites against the Cougs.
Not enough.
I don't know if it's enough.
Doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't feel like it. Not after UNLV came here. What another stinker. That was, it was, 10 years to the day? Same exact score that they opened the stadium? Who was it that they opened it against? And they got their ass handed to them on the opening of the stadium. And it just so bad. Sorry, I feel bad for Willie. They're just bad. That was just bad. Hopefully they can turn it around. I don't know that they're going to turn it around.
It was against UTSA.
Yeah, UTSA came in and beat them
27-7.
27-7, same exact score.
That long ago?
10 years.
They're playing UTSA that long ago.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. That was just bad. Not a lot of Mississippi State is going to Arizona State.
Okay. Well, good. We'll just focus more on pro football then and the Houston Texans.
Yep.
Texans taking on the Colts. And, that's I like seeing Anthony Richardson earlier in the year, for sure, without question. I think the Colts still have some big question marks in their secondary, which is bad news if you're taking on the Texans in their passing game. I like the Texans to have a resounding victory in this one. You know, last year the Colts came in and they beat you up with the running game, and C.J. Stroud had a big fourth quarter. As you know, the statistics look good, but the Colts really took care of the Texans in that one. Although the Texans had some moments in that Colts game. This year, though, I think it's going to be completely different. I think the Texans get out quickly. They start fast. I think that, you know, the Colts have the ability to run the ball on the Texans in theory, but I just don't think it's going to be – I just think the Colts offense is going to take some time to really find its – you know, to find its way with Anthony Richardson only playing two games last year. One of them was against the Texans. So I think that Texans – this is the perfect time to see the Colts.
Yeah.
Perfect time.
Yeah. And we'll see if he's going to be any more accurate. I think with more pressure on him, he's going to be even. It's going to be even worse for his accuracy, and there is going to be more pressure on him. You worried? I'm still a little worried about the cornerback situation. The linebacker situation isn't great with Christian Harris down, but
you worried about it in this game?
Not as much.
Me either.
No.
And they do actually have some targets now. They've got. You know, although Josh Downs is out with an injury ankle, but A.D. Mitchell has got a lot of talent, but we'll see where he is right now.
Yeah, it's good to play him early, too.
But you're going to have Michael Pittman's going to struggle if he gets matched up on Stingley, because Stingley will be all over him. And so it'll have to be either A.D. Mitchell, who's a rookie, or Pierce, who is going to a lot of times hit you with deep ball stuff. They're going to have to try to score that way. They're going to have to try to, I should say, move the ball through the air that way. Because I don't think Pittman, if the Texans decide to really lock down Pittman with Stingley, I don't think it's going to be a good matchup for Pittman.
John, you mentioned pressure. Do we expect Will Anderson to play?
Yeah, I am. I'm okay. Well, I am expecting.
I think he'll play.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, the man hasn't practiced. It doesn't matter. It's preseason, I guess, since August 1st. Since the week of August 1st, he hasn't practiced. We won't find out today because it's a day off. Do we expect to see him out there on Wednesday?
Yes. And if not, Derek Barnett will be there. And if not, Jerry Hughes will be there.
Sure, but now you're
not
down.
As good.
You're
not,
down
you're not
DeNico, as good. DeNico, and Will Anderson. The depth takes a hit.
Yep.
But yes, you still have some capable guys.
And a rookie corner in his first game.
Yeah. I'm just the Will Anderson
and
thing.
Jeff Okuda, maybe.
The Will Anderson thing is just interesting because we just expected him to be back by now, and he hasn't seen the practice field yet. Hopefully that happens tomorrow.
Hopefully that does happen. We need we definitely would like to see Will Anderson. Am I expecting him? Yes, Del.
Yeah.
I'm expecting
him. I am too, Dewey.
Yes. Yes.
Is there going to be a problem? I thought that this was all just a preseason
thing. I saw
thing.
The Q next to his name, but that's it. That's Q. I'm
expecting
that's
it.
Not O. It's Q next to his name.
Not even D. Not even doubtful.
Not even D. No, we don't need that D. We need Q.
Well, yes, we don't need that. You're right. The three of us.
We don't need that.
Not interested in that, yes.
We're interested in cool air from Vanderford.
We are. 281-557 cool. I had it working yesterday and turned the AC way down low and it's feeling good. It really feels a lot better because I have a whole home dehumidifier. And that's something I had put in. And that's an example of what Vanderford Air can do. There's so many things that they can do for you with your home and with your water supply, and there's a lot of different stuff that they're doing over at Vanderford Air. Ask about it, 281-557-COOL. What you need to know is that when your air conditioner's not working properly, they're a company you can trust to come in and find out what's going on, and they get it fixed at a very reasonable price and with complete transparency. That's what you have to have, and Vanderford Air is great at that. You make that phone call, and they're out there 24 hours, same-day service. They jump out there. Get out there, figure out what's going on, and they get it fixed for you. Now, if you're someone who knows that you may need a new AC system, you can't just trust anyone because they'll do what's best for them and not what's best for you. Vanderford does what's best for you. They will come out there, they check they do the heat load in your house, and then they check how big your house is, and they find a system relative to your budget, what you're looking for, and how big your house is, and they can get you cooled off with efficient AC usage so you're not paying outrageous bills. You get cool at very reasonable rates. That's what Vanderford Air does. 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8:21 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's here. Football season's here, baby. We got the first weekend of college football. It was fun. The first real weekend, anyway. And now we got the pros coming up. Because it's basically a pro weekend. Other than the Texas and Michigan game, there really isn't much. Much out there. That's a shame, too. This would be a really nice weekend, or would be a really nice Saturday. What? Thursday? Friday? Boy, did you see the comments, though? Who was it, the Eagle, that said, I don't even know why are we going here? It's a dangerous place.
Darius Slay.
Yeah, Darius Slay.
On his podcast.
He's like, I've told my family, do not come.
He said, they told us to tell our family, don't come.
Don't come.
Yeah.
And because you don't want to go there.
And also,
it's too dangerous.
Brazil has banned Twitter, so all the NFL people who are going to cover the game can't use Twitter.
And they hate green. They hate the color green in the stadium.
Well, a certain
and rival. Both teams are green.
Well, the
big two teams that are green.
A certain green. Yeah, they change their green.
The thing is, the rivals of where the stadium is going to be played, the rival soccer team wears green, so you're not allowed to really wear green in that area. I think the Steelers – I'm not the Steelers. I say that because the Eagles are going to wear black. I think they're wearing black uniforms.
I would.
And Green Bay is
– white?
Even Eagle fans they don't want to go to the favelas. You don't want to go to the – you know, the favelas in there is like the – it's like ghetto or the – I don't know, the whatever the term is, favela is – did you ever watch City of God? I'm sure you did years ago.
I think so.
And then I watched the TV show, which was awesome. It was about two young kids that had been in the movie, too. And it's the slums of Brazil, and they're built up the hills. Like, they have these favelas also in Mexico City, outside of Mexico City. And these houses, everything is built up a hill, and it's just packed on top of everything. And basically, the gangs run them. Like, police don't even mess with that in Brazil very often.
Oh, it's like Colorado.
It's worse. It's way worse.
Oh, I don't know.
The gangs, for years, you can't go in there.
Right.
And so apparently the Eagles have taken that to heart. They're going to wear black helmets and black pants. Now, of course, the numeral will be, it'll be a white jersey.
Wear green.
They're the road team, I think. They'll wear a white jersey. And it'll have a green number on it, but that's the most green you're going to see. They've never worn this uniform combo before. Now, this is the first time in a long time the NFL's allowing a second helmet. But, yeah, the black helmets get broken out today. I mean, on Friday, and the black pants do. First time I've ever worn that combo.
And what are the Packers wearing?
The Packers are wearing their traditional uniform, so we'll see how it goes for them.
Wow.
Their home uniforms, yeah. Wow. Could have been a color rush day. We're all yellow.
All yellow.
Yeah, but no, they're going to wear the green uniforms.
Ooh, they don't care. They don't care.
Well, we'll see how it plays out.
You'll see how that works out for you in Brazil.
Yeah.
Not caring, okay? Go to the favelas, okay? I've never heard of favelas before.
Yeah, it's not great.
Okay. All right.
They're not great.
Is it a Lamar Jackson was asked, is Thursday night a revenge game for the Ravens against the Chiefs?
And I'm sure Lamar said no.
Yeah. It's not. Losing in the playoffs to him is a lot worse than losing the regular season opener, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's a nice game. We got the Texans' first place schedule. Holy crap.
Uh-huh.
They got two 3-game runs that are as tough as anybody's in football. The two 3-game runs that the Texans have. And especially over like an 11-day period, they play 3 games.
That's going to be tough.
That's going to be the yeah. I mean, and that's at the end of the season. That stinks. That just stinks.
You know, the biggest question for me, and I know there's a lot on the defense side of the ball with second cornerback and all that stuff and linebackers and when does Christian Harris get back? Can you stop the run in the middle? I really feel like how they run the football is just it's going to be such a big deal this year. I know you can throw the ball, but to take that next step, Texans fans have a lot of anticipation about being in an AFC championship game. That's a big jump. It's a big jump. But to do that, you got to run the ball. You got to really be much better running the ball than you were in the preseason and certainly last year. You're going to have to become a much better running team, because what happens if your quarterback gets hurt again? You have no chance of winning.
Oh, I mean, no.
Is that basically what happens here? Yeah. You have no chance. You got to be able to rely on a running game a little bit more than you
did last
year.
What do you mean if your quarterback? No, listen. Well, what team can withstand one of the top quarterbacks and losing one of the top quarterbacks?
It's hard, but if you can run the ball, well, I'll tell you who did last year was the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. But they threw the ball.
And the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, but again, he threw the ball really well last year.
Yeah, he did.
Both of those guys did. It wasn't like they just depended on the running game.
No,
they depended on Flacco.
Well, Cleveland ran the ball well. I mean, Cleveland has a running game.
Yeah, but
I mean, Nick Chubb got hurt, but Cleveland has a running game. Cincinnati, not as much. Yeah, I mean, Browning did a better job of throwing the football.
Yeah. He was one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league last year, if not the most accurate.
Yeah,
he was really good. So, yeah, and well, now we'll find out. Jamar Chase was in street clothes yesterday.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, talk about, and with 2 years left on his contract. And he wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, this is...
It's getting...
It's so petty. Man. Just, you're costing your team. You potentially could cost your team. They got... Trent Williams just got a deal done today. So, or he's back in town. It's expected to get signed today. So he held out. He's going to get his money. CeeDee Lamb, their question was, okay, now that CeeDee Lamb has gotten his deal done, how much should we expect him to play on Sunday? If he's expecting his whole check, then he needs to expect his whole workload.
What are we talking about? What do you mean?
He didn't have to do this. Like, you know, Dallas is trying to win a division. They're trying to win in the NFC. They're trying to get to a champ. They're trying to get to the Super Bowl. Look at the Bengals. Like, you just got 2 years left on your contract, and you pulled this, and you're out this whole time, and now you're threatening to sit out games. Like, man, that's just such a not team first attitude. It's one thing, you know, if you want to make this case like CeeDee Lamb going into the last year of a deal, all right, you know, that's just kind of how the game is played. I get that. 2 years left and you're doing this? And the Bengals have a tough division. I mean, you got the Browns who made the playoffs. You got the Steelers. You got the Ravens. Joe Burrow is counting on you. Joe Burrow made his way back and he's counting on you, Jamar Chase. And Jamar Chase is still not like, I don't know. It's just such a I shouldn't say I hate it for the Bengals or whatever, but I just think he's really making a misstep here.
Yep.
Jamar Chase.
Well, we'll see. We'll see whether or not. I don't know. I'm telling you, there's going to be hamstrings. CeeDee Lamb,
yeah,
Brandon Ayuk, Jamar Chase. We're going to see a lot of soft tissue stuff going on with these guys. Time to talk about Underdog, Lance. And when we come back, Dell's got Ship Talk coming your
way. Let's talk about Underdog, and let's talk about how Underdog Fantasy can help you enjoy football more than it. We're starting NFL football. We're starting it. It's getting started on Thursday. Are you ready? Do you have your Underdog account? Because if not, what you need to do is go download the Underdog Fantasy app. You can go to your app store and download Underdog Fantasy, or you can simply go to, you know, underdogfantasy.com and go there to the laptop. But I'm telling you right now, this is what makes it so much fun. There's over a million fans across 33 states that got into the game last year by making picks on Underdog. You can win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on your favorite player stats. We're talking touchdowns, passing yards, receiving yards, total receptions, touchdowns, tackles. There's so much to choose from, and it's so much fun. I'm watching games, and then I'm sweating the different higher or lower that I have with my Pick'em Challenge. And so you end up watching games that you weren't expecting to and having a lot of fun doing it. Making picks on Underdog is straightforward, and signing up is even easier. Head to Underdog Simple to Use mobile app or UnderdogFantasy.com. Sign up with promo code Lance, and Underdog's going to give you a free pick to use on your first cash Pick'em entry, plus up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you deposit. The Underdog Fantasy promo code is Lance to claim your new customer special of a free pick and your deposit offer. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Del, here we go. Del's got ship talk. Did you put Saban in here? Because he did say he did have a little ship talk there, didn't he?
He did. We'll get to Nick Saban and his time on game day. But first, we're going to go to somewhere in Tennessee. I'm not sure why anyone would be upset about Tennessee football. You know, that easy win over Chattanooga. They broke out their smoky gray uniforms. Their new quarterback, Nico, the highly touted quarterback who cost them a lot of money in NIL, looked great. But tell it to this angry Vol wife who did not appreciate her husband calling into a postgame show.
And if they're Florida, they I mean, that's, these guys are good.
That's why I think they'd pull the trigger pretty quickly on getting rid of Billy.
Get off the damn sports radio. It doesn't matter to your family. It's a loser situation. My dad needs your help.
Cosmo Chris.
I'm with you. I know you don't want to hear. I'll take your $2.5 million.
Well, that's a first.
I'm so done with you, she said. That sounded like a happy household. Man, it's off. The first game of the college football season, already she's done with it.
Why are you calling in about Tennessee Chattanooga? That's not worth ignoring the family.
No.
The first weekend of college football, and already she's done with him. Oh, my. Well, sounds like her dad needs his help, though. But she's going to walk with $2.5 mil? That's all right. That ain't a bad payday for her. Is that what she said?
I don't know what she was talking about.
I think she said like three. Wasn't it like three?
Three?
I think it was whatever it was. She's taking millions away from
him. Millions.
Well,
that's not a bad payday.
Yeah, take what you can
go
get.
Go get what you can get.
Yeah.
Go, girl. She's done with him. I don't feel good about that marriage now.
Go, girl. What are you talking about? He's trying to call a sports radio show. We are a sports radio
show. She's done with him.
We're a sports radio show.
I'd like to hear a wife call in right now if you're done with your husband, okay?
Ooh.
If you're done with him, announce it right here on.
Wow.
Okay?
What you look like, though?
Yeah, she didn't.
No, you don't have to. We don't care.
No, I mean, if you're done, what you look
what
like?
What you look like, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she going to be out in the market? We got to know.
Yeah, I want to know. All right, let's move on to a man who's very happy with Miss Terry. Nick Saban is on game day, sitting next to Pat McAfee. And the discussion about NIL and building a roster came up, and this is what Nick Saban had to say.
I know we all want to see who the quarterback's going to be.
Yeah.
But did and want to continue to do, you're going to have two running backs.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'll be out of luck.
Say that?
He said it.
That's life, baby. That's life. Congratulations.
He said the word. Yeah. He said the word. That's so funny. And Nick Saban don't care. Why should Nick Saban care?
Yeah, they paid him a lot of money because if he went to Fox to join up with Urban Meyer, you know who would have been bleep out of luck, was ESPN. So they gave him the bag. He can do whatever he wants. He's one of the, like him, Stephen A., Pat McAfee. Big bags. Do whatever you want. We need you around. Let's move on to another coach, Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy made reference, and this was about the new rule that you can have in helmet communication with a player up until 15 seconds left on the play clock. So I'm not sure how Mike Gundy got here. But he made reference to Michigan and the things they're going through right now.
I can't. They won't let me hear it.
if anybody's a good IT guy, and we get the guy from Michigan down here and let him hook me up. Even though he didn't do it. What was that song in what was that song? You should know. Yeah, the song, it was kind of a partial rap in the shower. Yeah. Caught me, I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Remember that song?
Oh. Shaggy.
What was it?
Yeah. Then she caught him on the sideline. Wasn't me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaggy.
No, yep. Shaggy.
Yeah. We've got, I don't know if she's done with her husband, but Stephanie has called in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what? She has?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
Let's go.
I hope it's not my daughter.
I didn't sound like Steffi.
You told her to call.
Yeah, well, but not. I hope. Well, for Pat's sake, I hope it's
yeah,
not
it's
my
not great
daughter.
For him.
Should we hear? Because this is some ship talk here.
Sure.
Stephanie, what's going on?
I'm done with them after week one football.
Wait, so how bad was it? How many hours did he watch?
He don't stop watching.
Never?
All he does is talk about Notre Dame.
Well, at least it was a
So he should have been happy
for him. Yeah,
maybe you know. Afterwards,
it could have been worse.
Since he had a great day, you could have topped it off with a great night.
No, I don't think I can do that.
No, that's right.
No. I don't think a full day of watching football leads to that.
Well, yeah, does he drink beer while he's watching, Stephanie?
He's talking about how they always beat the Aggies.
Oh.
They don't play them that much.
They historically have.
Yeah, but they do handle them, yeah.
Not a lot of games, but yes, they have won against the Aggies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're done with them after week one. Just give it a few more weeks, and we'll see how Riley Leonard plays. You may be done a little bit later. Yeah.
Sorry, Stephanie. Not only are you stuck with watching Notre Dame football, you've got a husband who can't stop talking about it.
Boring.
They're like, Notre Dame's like turkey. It's like, it's hearty, but there's a ceiling to it.
Oh, I thought you meant the country.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you can't just keep eating turkey.
I know. It's the same thing. Oh, look, you could deep fry it. Hey, a little spice to it, but at the same time, it's turkey.
It's still turkey.
They're going to run the football, play good defense, have some middling quarterback. And they're going to not be good enough when it matters most.
Yeah,
that's who they are. It's been that way for years.
Really? Middling? You never heard of Joe Theismann?
How long ago?
Joe Montana?
How long ago?
Okay.
Good Lord.
I've heard.
How many decades?
Yeah,
back?
What are we talking about?
That's all right. You're talking middling quarterback.
Delvecchio, Meyer, whatever. It's never
Have
it's
you
all
ever
the
heard
same.
Of Paul Hornung?
Yeah.
Well, he was. Where did he go?
Running back, Notre Dame.
There was a stat in the Florida Miami game. Miami. When's the last time Miami had a first round pick? Or like they haven't had a first round pick at quarterback since whatever. It's like, have you ever heard of Testaverde and Kelly? What are we doing here? How long ago
Blair
that was?
Blair Keel.
Yeah.
You never heard of Blair Keel?
How long ago was that?
This was the 80s.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Okay, we referenced this. Speaking of Texas A&M and Notre Dame, we referenced this. At least I did. And Longhorn Scott called in about it. The curious case of Connor Wegman. Connor Wegman sounds different depending on who he's talking to. We're going to start with Connor Wegman at the podium, talking to the media, answering questions, and then we're going to hear Connor Wegman talking amongst his teammates with the mentalist. So here's Connor Wegman as I try to get this to work. And it won't, so that's cool. Okay, here it is. Connor Wegman at the podium in a normal setting.
I take it back to my baseball days. So what, next pitch? I mean, that's how I've always approached any sport I play. Like I told my teammates this morning, point blank period, I have to be better. I mean, there's no excuses for how I played. I don't back down from anything. I'll face it head on. I'll be the first one to tell you I didn't play the way I'm supposed to play. And point blank period, I got to be better. Back up.
There's more, but you get it. Connor Wegman answering questions, straightforward. I got to be better. I got to be better.
Sounds like he had a chew, maybe some Zen or whatever. Or maybe your guys, what do you call it, like the Canstead and the Dublin?
It could have been.
It could have been. Point blank period. Connor Wegman answering the questions. Here's Connor Wegman as a mentalist comes to town, hanging out with his teammates, and maybe you can tell the difference.
I don't do that, bro.
Take off.
No, don't do that.
Look, hold up.
No, bro. Let me see my shoe, bro. No, bro. I swear to God, bro.
sounds like that Bridgeland just coming out. That's all.
I'm not as bothered by it, but as some are, like, nah, bro.
Nah, bro.
But a lot of Aggie fans were cringing once they got a once they got
Aggie fans. Slow down on your cringing.
Well, they were looking at him and saying, why does he talk like that?
Well, worry less about all that stuff.
Well, my
worry more about it. Your cringe should be how he threw the ball outside of 5 yards.
Well, my problem
is 5 yards plus. Did you see his numbers?
Connor Wegman, you can't code switch if you can't break 100 yards.
Yeah, that's kind of a rule.
You know what? If you can break 100 yards, I'll let you talk however you want. But you got to pick a side. If you're not going to break 100 yards in a college football game in this era, pick a side. I don't care what side you pick, but you can't float back and forth when you're throwing two picks and throwing 100 yards. You pulled a Graham Mertz. Don't pull a Graham Mertz.
Yeah, I don't
know. Go full Mertz.
Don't go full Mertz.
So, I am Mertz. Graham Mertz can't win anywhere. Who you talk about DJU, you're awfully quiet on Graham Mertz.
Oh,
you play the other side of Graham Mertz every chance
time.
You get.
Oh, no way. Graham Mertz and DJU – and Jeff Sims, and I'm hoping Connor Wegman doesn't fall into that group.
I've been off Connor Wegman since I saw him in that spring game. Aggie fans are thrilled. Well, look at him. I was like, there's no pop in that arm. What are you so excited about? Now, he's had injury concerns or issues that has short-circuited his development. So, and Jimbo was part of that too. Jimbo's still living off of Jameis. So I can't blame him entirely. But the guy we saw on Saturday night, ugh.
Yeah,
they are fine.
That it?
What? Yeah, but the other thing is, would the Aggies want to have Haynes King back?
Ooh, wow.
Ooh,
That's a shame to say that.
Well, I mean, he got a W.
He got a couple. He took care of business coming back here to the States too.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
covered. What's care of the?
Yeah,
the cover.
If we're talking,
not Florida State didn't cover.
No, if we're talking about. Hey, we moved on from Haynes King, another guy who kept getting hurt. Connor Wegman ain't better than Haynes King.
No, he ain't. He ain't right now. That's for sure. I don't know what Haynes King would have done. Of course, he did that against Florida State and Georgia State.
Sure.
We'll see.
He's got
Notre Dame coming up later this year.
Yeah, he'll get his chance. But even last year, that team, didn't they make a bowl game last year? With Haynes King running around, doing what he has to do? I think quarterback, obviously, has been an issue with the Aggies for years. And I did see a couple guys tweet a picture of Kellen Mond and say, we're sorry. We're sorry for how we treated you.
846 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, I got something for you. I got a goal for you. I got the goal for you. The best goal in the history of goals. ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com. It's got a drill now. And it's just, that's all you do. Up and down, and the kids want to be able to raise. Even when they're older, they want to be able to raise. And for the youngsters, it's a must because they're not going to play on a 10-foot goal. Dad, they want to be able to dunk. They want to have fun. They want to be able to reach the goal. But even the older kids like it, okay? Because they're not dunking either on 10-foot goal. So they want to lower it a little bit, maybe to 8 feet, and show off their skills. Okay, it's just more fun. Period. And there's one goal that's the best goal that does it. The installation is second to none. They're going to make sure that it doesn't wobble. You go to the box store and get that goal with the sand in the base, and that's all it does is rock back and forth. It's terrible. We don't want to do that. What we want is the best goal that you can possibly have, and that's the Pro Dunk goal. With the tempered glass backboard and the unrustable stanchion, it's just fantastic. You're looking for the best goal, period, exclamation point. Nobody does it better than Keith Tate over at ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Looking for the best goal? One place to go, ProDunk.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. Whatever, I mean, come on, there was so much to talk about from this weekend. So much to talk about. From this past weekend and what's coming up too, so you really like the Texans this week.
Yeah, I do. I think the offense, I mean, I think we're in for a really good year for the Texans. I'm not negative about this. I think that the Texans are going to have one of the best offenses in pro football. I do want to see them run the ball better this year. But the other thing is I don't think the Colts right now are built to take advantage of the Texans, honestly. I think it's a situation where the Texans, what the Colts are going to do well, which is run the football, yes, they could do that, but I think it's easier to take the run away schematically without having Anthony Richardson hurt you. I don't think Richardson is ready to hurt the Texans. Not like he, you know, you can run the ball all you want, but you're going to have to be able to throw the ball a little bit against the Texans, and I'm not sure that's going to happen.
There are only two road favorites this week in the NFL.
Only two road favorites, okay?
Texans.
Uh-huh.
And Minnesota is a half a point favorite against the Giants. The biggest road favorite in the NFL. This is where we are 1 year, exactly 1 year ago today.
What's the number?
2.5. Exactly 1 year ago today, this was thought to be one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the NFL.
Are we moving too fast?
Are we moving too fast to be a road favorite against a division rival, a place that we couldn't play for 19 years?
No, we're moving at the right speed.
We're moving at the exact right speed?
Yeah, huh? I think so.
All right.
Maybe we're moving too fast.
No, don't back down now. You have been relentless when it comes to the Texans.
You were a little worried about DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, I don't. Look, they've got a rush unit.
Yeah,
they can rush the quarterback.
They can run the football. And those are the two weak points.
Yeah, but CJ gets it out. Our offensive line can't pass protect? You don't think?
I think
I'm worried CJ's more about the running game, but yeah. I think they can protect the passer now that they're healthy. And they got Latu, who's a rookie. They've got. Last year they didn't have anyone with double digit sacks, but they set a Colts record for most sacks for a team. So they're a unit. They're a unit based rush unit. And so they're a unit based rush team. And so you do have Quiddy Pay, but he's not a big time pass rusher. You got Latu, the rookie from UCLA who is really talented. DeForest Buckner, I mean, you've got some guys that can rush, but they do it as a unit. So I don't know if the Kenyon Green. This is a big matchup for him because the Colts have a good interior line. Kenyon's going to get. I thought he played much better in the preseason, but this is going to be a really good look for him right off the bat in terms of where he is right now.
I'm going to say I think, and I don't know how many people make this comparison. I think CJ is very Peyton Manning like, in that he knows how to get rid of the ball. Makes quick decisions, picks apart. He knows where the weakness is coming from.
Uh-huh.
He knows where the blitz is coming from, and he goes away or right at it, right where the blitz was. He makes really, really good decisions, and I think he keeps the pass rush off him for the most part. How many times was he sacked last year? I don't think we talk about that enough with him.
Is he in the 20s?
Yeah, in that he gets rid of the football, and he's got some elusiveness to him in that he's able to escape. But I think he makes the most of his decision-making in getting rid of the football before the pass rush.
Yeah, they allowed 47 sacks.
He was sacked 38 times himself.
Yeah, 38. Oh, yeah, 47 total.
That's not that bad.
47 total was actually 11th worst, tied for 10th worst in the league.
Yeah, but 47 total, there was 11 or 9 of them were.
He was sacked in 15 games where he played a portion of one, so about 14 plus games. He was sacked 38 times.
Needs to get better. But remember, you didn't even have your starting right tackle like the whole year. You had Tunsil missing part of the year. You had injuries on the interior.
You had Kenyon Green. Well, no, you didn't have Kenyon Green.
He didn't play the whole year.
You didn't have. I mean, you had a makeshift offensive line.
Yeah,
a makeshift.
So I think that number goes way down from the best in the league was the Saints with 35 sacks allowed. Then Steelers, than Seahawks, than Eagles.
Yeah, but okay, 35. Well, he was 38, but he nine of them weren't him. Nine of the 47 weren't him.
Right, but these are 17 games as opposed to 14 plus. But regardless, he didn't get. Yeah, he's not. Set, it was not a crazy total.
No.
That
okay. CJ, how many times set. That? What was the leader?
80. Well, the Giants. Yeah, it
was
85.
No, it was the Redskins, wasn't it? Oh no.
You're
the
right.
Commanders.
No, you're right.
This Sam Howell just was a machine.
Yeah. Giants 85, Commanders 65, Panthers 65.
Giants gave up 85 sacks last year?
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's just crazy.
That is crazy. So, no, I think CJ's excellent at getting rid of the football.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too. The Manning thing makes sense from a standpoint. I know where you're going with it. It's he knows what he wants to do with the football. When the ball snaps, he has an idea of where he wants to go with the ball. He lets the defense take him to where he wants to go, but at the same time, he's aware of the pressure building.
So here are the top five least amount of sacks allowed as
basically
a,
the best
as a
quarterback
team.
In football.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that from you before. The Bills at 24, mobile quarterback. The Chiefs, mobile quarterback, 28. The Packers, Jordan Love can move at 30. Here come the pocket guys. Jared Goff with the Lions, or at least the Lions in total, 31. The Dolphins in total in 31. So those are your top five. 24, at least three mobile quarterbacks, and then the Lions got a great offensive line. The Dolphins have a guy who gets rid of the football really quickly. The Texans were, if we talk about where they were as far as sacks given up, 23rd in the league.
Yeah,
where CJ would rank, he would be 10th, tie for 10th, least sacks given.
Yeah,
least amount of sacks
that's
given.
What I'm saying. And I mean, in those other 2.5 games, he wouldn't have gotten sacked.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he wouldn't have gotten
sacked. He wouldn't have.
No, of course not.
I know they got sacked 9 times, but CJ would not have gotten
touched.
Sacked.
You're right.
Would not have gotten sacked
not
once.
At all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. You like your Dolphins this week against Jacksonville?
Yeah. I don't believe in the Jags very much. That's mostly Trevor Lawrence being a guy he's okay. He's fine. I think they win that game. They're going to be relatively healthy on the offensive line, which is a big boost. Looks like their starting center is going to play there. Their tackles will play. Guard play will always be a question, mostly because the 49er-type model, they don't really care about guards. Kyle Shanahan doesn't care that much about guards, neither does Mike McDaniel. So that'll be a question going against that Jags front. But if Tyreek and Waddle are practicing this week, they'll go. The weapons are there. Jalen Phillips will play. He's back from his Achilles tear. I think the Dolphins win. They're pretty good at home. I like them, mostly because they're going to be at least healthy, which probably won't be the case later.
Hmm. Yeah, I like them too. Jack, I mean, that's a feisty game. That's a 3.5-point they're 3.5
yeah.
point favorite.
I mean, the Jags, I mean, as much as we talk about the Colts and obviously the Texans, the Jags were one trick-off game away from winning the division last year. They were in Tennessee, should have won that game. They didn't. So I think the Jags are the Texans' biggest competitor.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, we'll see. I just don't think the Titans have the quarterback play, and I'm not sure the Colts do either. The Colts are the team that I initially thought, but I'm not sure. Anthony Richardson's stuff is kind of concerning me there for them. And for Jacksonville, they've really added, like if you just look at the roster, Jacksonville's roster is pretty good. And they've given Trevor Lawrence everything he could possibly have. I think the question's going to be, I really think the Texans are the best team in the division. But health is just such a major wild card. You can't handicap for or against health. If all things are equal and the Texans have modest injuries, then they're the best in the division. But, you know, do they have enough at running back to survive? Yes. At wide receiver, I say yes. Along the offensive line, not sure. Defensively, I actually think they do have enough to survive defensively. It's just, you know, that quarterback. As long as a quarterback stays healthy, I don't see anyone beating the Texans in this division. I can't see it. I can't see it. The Jags give them the most, even with the tougher schedule, the Texans are a tougher game for those good teams too. Those good teams are not looking at the Texans like, oh, good, we get the Texans. Not anymore. They don't say that anymore. So maybe you didn't hear, the Texans don't shine shoes anymore.
Wow. Wow.
I don't think they do.
I hadn't heard that. I had not heard that the Texans don't shine shoes no more.
Ravens, you're out. Texans are the new team. Lamar,
Ravens are
you're out.
Out.
CJ's the new quarterback.
Hmm.
Huh. Where's Patrick Mahomes?
Well, that's to be the man, you got to beat the man, so that's fine.
How about
showing them respect?
Can you beat the man who lost to the man?
Yeah. You don't have to. Maybe you didn't hear Del. Maybe you weren't born yet, but the Rockets couldn't beat Seattle, and guess what?
That's what happened.
Didn't matter. They still won a championship without beating Seattle. So, yes, you can be the man without beating the other team.
Well, there's a chance you may have to see the man you can't beat. So, do you think they'll beat that man in Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
In the regular season, I don't care.
Talking about the postseason.
Yeah. Yes, because you'll be coming here. And have you ever heard it when they go, first down?
Yeah, I heard it.
Or do this?
You heard it?
Swore.
I mean, you're banking a lot on. You're banking a lot on.
You ever seen this from the owner
and his mustache and he's flipping burgers?
Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I've seen quite a bit of it this offseason, actually. Yes.
Okay. Well,
I would just say they beat Joe Flacco last year.
Yeah, but this is Lamar is like a more mobile Flacco.
Okay.
What does he win in the postseason? Nothing.
He beats the Texans.
He's like 2-7 or 2-4 or something.
Wow. Most of the money is on the Texans right now. 70-some percent against 20-some percent. That's scary. I don't like that. Not one little bit. Not one little bit. I do like my bookie because that's the place that you play, win, and get paid. That's the place where you got to go right now. Get your bonus deposit for signing up right now. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Look at all the games that you got now. Holy crap. And you know what? It really wasn't a tough week last week. I think the books probably took a beating with the teams that were supposed to win winning. That this is what happens. Now, you got to look at it, study it, make sure that you're on the right side of these things. But you know what? You know ball, okay? You know ball. And if you know ball, the place to play, get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's so much fun, easy to navigate. You'll love mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You're looking to play, win, and get paid. Plus, you got all the casino games. But this is football season. This is what we bet on. This is what we love to do. We want to play, win, and get paid. Live in-game betting as well. There's one place to go where you're going to get a bonus deposit just for signing up. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.